two anesthesiologists threw the death penalty in California into turmoil this week when they walked out of the execution of convicted murderer Michael Morales. The doctors said the state crossed the line when it asked them to do more than observe. Now death penalty experts are wondering if other states will soon have the same problem. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
When the anesthesiologists arrived at San Quentin Prison, they thought they understood their role, to confirm whether a lethal three-drug cocktail had been injected into the arm of Michael Morales. But when it became clear the state needed them to actually monitor Morales' consciousness, they balked. So just after 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, the doctors handed the warden a note refusing to participate. That brought executions in California to a halt.
They carefully thought about the ethical position of physicians and decided that's not where they should be, that we shouldn't be in the death chamber.
Dr. Priscilla Ray is chairman of the Ethics Council of the American Medical Association, which includes anesthesiologists.
Doctors are supposed to be healers, not killers. In the rest of our lives, we can have whatever political views we want, but in the context of being a physician, we're to heal.
That's a problem for California. Last week, a federal judge ruled that if the state wanted to use lethal injection, it needed medical professionals on the scene. Their job would be to make sure the drugs were not only working, but working painlessly. After the anesthesiologist walked out, the state was unable to find any replacements. Now California can't execute Morales or any of its 650 inmates on death row until after a hearing in May.
Created some drama of whether we're going to be able to carry out the death penalty in the U.S.
Richard Dieter directs the Death Penalty Information Center, which opposes capital punishment. He says California's courts are the latest to question lethal injection. Missouri and New Jersey have temporarily halted such executions. And the Supreme Court is set to hear a Florida case about how an inmate can raise challenges over the method. 35 of 36 states that have the death penalty use lethal injection. But Dieter says the method has been rife with error.
This is supposed to be a painless and quick procedure. It hasn't always worked out that way. Sometimes it takes enormous amount of time. Sometimes a person's arm is unsuitable for an IV.
Kent Scheidegger is the top lawyer at the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, a victims' rights group which favors the death penalty.
I don't think a murderer has a right to a painless death.
He says the issues raised in California are not substantial.
We previously had the gas chamber with cyanide, and we previously had the electric chair, both of which were painful methods of execution, and yet they were constitutional.
Under the current ruling, California will need to find medical professionals willing to be involved. University of Colorado professor Michael Radlett has studied execution methods for the past 20 years. He says doctors have been asked in many states to pronounce death, but never to participate.
States are going to make sure that when they get physicians involved, that they're going to keep the name of the physician secret, because any physician participating in any execution is now increasingly on notice that his or her medical license might be in jeopardy.
In the meantime, Michael Morales has been moved back to his old cell. He'll stay there until California, at least, can find a way to make its executions medically sound without medical personnel. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.